about Panama City. This is TheFieldPod.com, the week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from the foot of the Panama Canal on the Pacific side. Today is Thursday, the 1st of December, 2016. On this date in 1865, Shaw University is founded in North Carolina and becomes the first historically black university in the United States. 1918, the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes, which is later called the Kingdom of Yugoslavia, is proclaimed in Belgrade. 1934, Sergei Kirov is shot dead in St. Petersburg by Leonid Nikolaev, setting the stage for Stalin's Great Terror. 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, a woman named Rosa Parks refuses to give up her seat on the bus to a white man and is then arrested, inspiring a famous Montgomery bus boycott. 1991, voters in Ukraine overwhelmingly approve a referendum on independence from the Soviet Union, which validates the Rada's Declaration of Independence made on the 24th of August that year. Birthdays are Georgi Zhukov and Woody Allen. I'm your host, Mark Mahler. The podcast is written by Joe Larson. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to TheFieldPod.com or send us an email at TheFieldPod@gmail.com. The new cabinet was approved with a vote of confidence from Parliament. 110 members voted in favor, 19 against, after 2 days of hearings on whether to approve the new cabinet. As we reported last week, it's mostly the same previous one, but a few new faces, including the new Minister of Finance, Dmitry Kumsishvili, and Minister of Economy, Georgi Gakharia. Those who voted against the cabinet include lawmakers from the National Movement and the Patriots Alliance. National Movement leader Nika Melia said the party won't support the new cabinet because it's their view that it has no real power or authority. It's just a vehicle for Bidzina's personal ambitions. Patriots Alliance leader Irma Inashvili also criticized the new cabinet, accusing its members of political narcissism. After the vote of confidence, Prime Minister Kvitikashvili presented a 4-year government program entitled Freedom, Rapid Development, Welfare, which contains a number of policy proposals he wants to implement by 2020. They're mostly based on his 4-point plan for economic reform and to cover tax and regulatory reform, improvements in the vocational education system, investment in infrastructure development, including $3.5 billion road construction program, and a project to provide universal internet, as well as promoting tourism and reducing bureaucratic red tape. Foreign policy, the Prime Minister stressed the importance of integrating with the EU and NATO as soon as possible, but also said it's important that Georgia continue its policy of easing tensions with Russia. National Movement had its party conference on Wednesday. Misha's faction narrowly won a vote, 25 votes to 24, to hold the upcoming party convention on the 20th of January against their opponents, who wanted to hold it at the end of December. The convention will also involve 7,000 party members instead of the 2,000 core members favored by Misha's opponents. Party members will vote at the convention on whether they want to keep Misha as the nominal leader of the party or replace him with Dato Bakradze. Bakradze is backed by the party's foreign relations secretary, Giga Bokeria, who wants to rebrand the National Movement by distancing it from Misha and other controversial figures from the party's past. Misha's supporters are against rebranding, in part because they think it will legitimize Otsneba's selective justice campaign against the party, and they think it will lead to compromise with Otsneba. The National Movement is split into two opposing factions on what to do about Misha. Holding a broader convention is generally seen as helping Misha's chance in the vote. This week's vote was also important because Saakashvili supporters said that if they lost and Bakradze supporters got their way regarding the upcoming conventions, they would consider leaving the party en masse. This is a complicated thing. Misha is abroad and keeping the party for himself, but he is the one that the body of members support and voted for in the recent election. Giga, as well as his wife, Tamar Tsirgulashvili, and others in Georgia are more conciliatory. They want to play in the sandbox a little bit more nicely with Otsneba and within parliament, but they are personally less popular among members than Misha. They're not particularly popular among non-members, but Misha himself is very unpopular among non-members. The biggest problem is alliances. The National Movement is and has been quite arrogant, and they don't really want to ally with anybody else, and so who would be able to do that more effectively? In reality, they thought they had much more support than they in fact do, and anybody who has the slightest disagreement with them, they lash out at. And without alliances, then they're not really going anywhere. So it's unclear what will happen, but my guess is that Misha will will prevail in this, and that the national movement is never anytime in the next 5 years going to get significantly more support than it has right now. The lari hit an all-time low against the dollar this week, falling to 2.6375 officially per dollar, and 2.7 on the street last time I checked. The National Bank of Georgia has sold $180 million in foreign exchange reserves since August, but that hasn't stopped the lari from losing value. This week, the prime minister announced a government plan to restrict dollar loans in an effort to defend the national currency. From January 2017, loans for less than $39,500 will be issued in lari only. From 2018, the same policy will apply to loans up to $79,000. They are also going to roll out an emergency aid package to homeowners struggling to pay back their dollar mortgages. They will be eligible for government support to convert a portion of their loans from dollars to lari if they put their homes up as collateral. The central bank will be prepared to transfer about $400 million worth of loans through this program. The government will raise excise taxes on fuel, tobacco, gambling, and imported automobiles. The tobacco tax increase will increase by 60 tetri per package. All of these measures are intended to increase demand for the lari and reduce demand for foreign currencies. In travel to and from Georgia, the Prime Minister was in Brussels this week to meet with members of the European Parliament, including Parliament President Martin Schulz. They spoke about visa liberalization. Schulz said he's optimistic the Parliament and Council will work out a deal on visa-free travel soon. Foreign Minister Michal Janelidze was also in Brussels this week for an annual Assembly of Eastern Partnership Civil Society Forum. He participated in the first panel of the event, speaking about the importance of civil society development in Georgia. Women's rights activists demonstrated in Tbilisi on the 25th of November to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Demonstrators marched through central Tbilisi holding dresses and skirts as symbols of women who have been victims of violence. Demonstrators also demanded the Ministry of Internal Affairs create a special department dedicated to combating gender-motivated crimes. According to the event's organizers, in 2015, emergency services received 15,910 calls about family violence, but police investigated only 949 of those cases. Also, the number of calls were way up from 2014 when it was 9,260. After the demonstrations, public defender Uchenanu Ashvili spoke about the ongoing problem of violence against women, reporting that at least 13 women have been killed in domestic disputes so far this year. He echoed the demonstrators in saying that in most cases, the police don't do enough to protect women who are at risk. Eight opposition parties signed a joint statement alleging the October parliamentary elections were rigged. They list 12 forms of fraud, including bribery, tampered voter lists, businesses being pressured to support the ruling party, canceled ballots, among others. Statement was signed by Free Georgia, the United Democratic Movement, the Democratic Movement United Georgia, New Christian Democrats, Freedom, the Labor Party, the Alliance of Patriots, the Traditionalists, the Political Movement of Veterans, and Patriots. In my own personal view, these elections were pretty good. I was not there, but they were probably the best parliamentary elections that have been held so far. Not perfect, but it did not enormously influence the results. Whatever problems there were did not influence the results. Prosecutor General announced plans to take a fresh look at the case involving Sotne Gamzahurdia, the son of the former president Ziad Gamzahurdia. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison back in 2009 for illegal possession of a weapon and attempted murder. He was also accused of having ties to Russian special services. He was pardoned by Misha in 2011. Prosecutor General plans to investigate whether Gamzahurdia's rights were violated while he was in prison. While serving his sentence, he complained about violence against prisoners. Also, the European Court of Human Rights concluded that in 2015, the investigation against Gamzahurdia was conducted in a partial and biased manner. A Jatta Supreme Court met for the first time on the 28th of November. They elected David Gabiadze as the new chairman of the 21-member council. Otsneva has a 14-seat majority and three factions within the council. The National Movement has five seats and one faction. The Alliance of Patriots and Burjanadze Democrats have one seat each. Each of the Supreme Council's six commissioners will be chaired by Otsneva lawmakers. Also this week, President Georgi Markvelashvili renominated Zurab Paparizze is the head of Ajada's autonomous local government. Paparizze was first appointed head of the region back in July this year. He is a member of Otsneba and was previously ambassador to Kazakhstan. Vakhtang Makaroblashvili is the new deputy foreign minister, replacing Gigiadze. Gigiadze has been appointed Georgia's ambassador to Denmark. Makaroblashvili previously served as deputy permanent representative to the United Nations. The other five deputy foreign ministers are all incumbents who were reappointed. Paliko Kubalashvili, the former head of the Parliamentary Justice Committee and founder of Girchi, the Pine Cones, left the party this week to start a private consulting and lobbying firm, which will be called Key Points Consulting. Kubalashvili is an ex-National Movement member who founded the Pine Cones with Zura Japaridze, Goga Khachidze, and Georgi Meladze, all of whom left the National Movement in 2015. Girchi did not participate in the October parliamentary elections after they left the State for the People coalition led by Pata Burchuladze. Board of Trustees of the Georgian Public Broadcaster announced a competition for the general director position, which has become vacant last week when Georgi Paratashvili stepped down from the position a full 2 years before his term was set to expire. Interested candidates are eligible to submit applications by the 28th of December, and the Board of Trustees will announce a new general director within 10 days from that date. Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, led a training course this week for Georgian and Azerbaijani police officers. The training focused on darknet, an encrypted layer of the internet that's used by criminals who want to hide their communications. Virtual currencies such as Bitcoin were also part of the training, which was led by Belgian cybercrime experts. A transgender woman was attacked on Tamar Mepe Avenue on the 25th of November. The woman had a broken nose and facial injury. She told media outlets that two strangers approached her asking for help finding another transgender woman. When she couldn't help them, they attacked her. The attackers got away before the police showed up. The Interior Ministry launched an investigation under Article 125 of the Criminal Code, which covers battery. Students at Tbilisi State University began another sit-in this week, breaking into building number 6 and saying they won't leave till their demanded reforms are made. They're going by the name Auditorium 115, the same name as the group that protested this spring. They're accusing the government of failing to honor its promises, and they want to annul the results of last week's election for the student self-government. They also want renovated student dormitories and more funding for science courses. Police busted a forgery ring that's producing and selling fake school certificates and diplomas, including diplomas from Tbilisi State University. 4 people were arrested in southern Georgia in connection with the ring, including the director of Iberia University and an employee of Gardabani Municipality. Details have not been released about the other 2 detainees who were caught selling the forged documents. They reportedly received $3,500 in exchange for 2 fake TSU diplomas. Speaking of fraud, a man was arrested this week for falsifying tax documents allowing him to export low-quality hazelnuts from Georgia to Germany. He allegedly mixed peanuts in with the hazelnuts during the packaging process in order to defraud his German purchasers. His tax documents falsely said he had purchased 2 million lari worth of hazelnuts for export. The man has not been named, but he's reported to be the director of a company called Global Trade LTD. He could face up to 4 years in prison. Police in Spain busted an alleged burglary ring, arresting 45 people, most of whom are Georgian citizens. The officer seized about $15,000 in cash and a ton of jewelry they say were stolen during more than 100 home burglaries. Prime Minister addressed concerns about the overuse of emergency and warning lights on government vehicles. Citizens have complained that public employees often use their warning lights to drive around traffic jams, something that is improper and irresponsible. He reminded government officials about the responsibility to only use the lights in exceptional cases. Yay, Kvitikashvili, for pointing this out, which is incredibly frustrating when it happens, which is a lot. The government announced it will build a new rehabilitation center for children afflicted with cancer. Work will start in 2017. It'll be able to provide 24-hour care to about 20 kids at a time, and will be able to house their parents as well. The children are currently being helped by the Monk Andrea Charity Fund. It will be financed by the Solidarity Fund, the government initiative launched in 2014 to funnel donations from the private sector into projects to provide free treatment to children with illnesses. Ministry of Economy announced plans for stricter regulations on online gambling. They will work on a regulatory plan and present it in 6 to 8 months. Primarily, the ministry wants to protect young people from online gambling and ensure that online casinos pay the required taxes, which is important, that online gambling get regulated more effectively than it is right now. That's a big problem, as everyone knows. Geostat published new statistics on economic growth. Year-on-year growth was 1.3% in October, down from 1.5% in September. Overall, the economy has grown 2.5% during the first 10 months of the year. The official forecast for 2016 economic growth stands at 3%. The Azerbaijani state oil company SOCAR is looking into purchasing shares of the Georgian Oil and Gas Corporation, or GOGC. If the company announces an auction, the prime minister announced that the government is considering selling 25% of the assets of two state-owned companies, one being GOGC, the other being Georgian Railways, which would certainly add a great deal of transparency in there, which would be useful. Starting from January of next year, consumers will be able to buy ready-made chakapuli, khashi, and chakashuli at supermarkets around Georgia. Frozen versions of each of the dishes are being produced by Kula, a company known for producing jams and sauces. Kula will also start producing canned fish and tolma. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, better known as UNESCO, added the Georgian alphabet to its list of intangible cultural heritage, joining Georgian folklore and wine. Filmmaker Ruzadan Glurjidze received a prize from the International Press Academy in Los Angeles for her film House of Others. She won the Best First Feature Award for the film, which is getting Oscar consideration in the foreign language film category. Photographers from 59 countries participated in the Georgian Drag 2016 International Photo Salon on Wednesday at the National Library of the Parliament of Georgia. There were 9 Georgian photographers in attendance. Tbilisi native Mzia Lekvishvili won the gold medal for her portrait, Dinner at the Smiths, which is a really beautiful photograph. Check out her work online. Model Victoria Kocherova will represent Georgia at the Miss World competition in Washington, D.C. on the 18th of December. She's currently a student of business management at Elias State University. Parliamentary news. Parliament revoked MP credentials for 4 lawmakers, Prime Minister Kvitikashvili, Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze, Economy Minister Gheorghe Gaharia, and former First Lady Sandra Rolofs. First 3 are losing their credentials because under the law, a member of the cabinet can't hold another government position. Their seats will be taken by the next candidates on the Otsneva party list. Rolofs asked to vacate her seat in protest against what she sees as electoral fraud committed by Otsneva. She'll be replaced by Gheorghe Kvitikashvili the next name on the National Movement's party list. Parliament also submitted its 2017 draft budget, which, if passed, would increase public spending by about 1.2 billion lari over 2016 levels. The biggest increase would go to the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development, which would start implementing the Anaklia Black Sea Deepwater Port project next year. The Regional Development and Infrastructure Ministry would also get a big bump in funding if the budget passes in its current form. Meme this week is a Rustavi Odi video segment covering the lari. Look closely and you can see the digital exchange rate on Rustavelli go up behind the journalist that is talking about the rate going up. Stuff to read. Gheorghe Lomsadze for Eurasianet covers pedestrian anger at the terrible state of traffic and transportation in Tbilisi. Most people are deciding not to deal with it anymore. A Moscow-born movement called Stop Sam has become active in Tbilisi, and they're naming and shaming drivers who drive and park illegally. Calvert Journal has an entire series of articles on Tbilisi covering travel, social activism, and the city's growing art scene. Georgia features prominently in a New York Times story. Becca Latsabidze, a Georgian computer science student, set up a news website this year to earn some money on the side. He learned he could make lots of money on the site by posting fake news stories about Hillary Clinton. The appetite for those seems to be unlimited. The problem is that many of his stories were plagiarized from other sources and were false. He started with stories for Hillary supporters, many of them about Trump, but that didn't seem to work so well. He made much less money. The EU's External Action Service publishes its report on Georgia's implementation of the association agreement, concluding the country is doing a pretty good job. The strongest areas are strengthening democracy and the rule of law, and Georgia has met all requirements under the Visa Liberalization Action Plan. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty profiles Edward Kokoiti, the former president of South Ossetia, who reportedly plans to run again in 2017. He's lived in Russia since his term ended in 2011, but wants South Ossetia to remain independent from Russia. Currently, it looks like the race will be fought between incumbent Leonid Tibalov and parliamentary speaker Anatoly Bibilov, both of whom favor unification with Russia. Hanna Schellest writes in the New Eastern Europe about Misha's failed project in Odessa. The region needed a miracle, and they did not get one. They banked on getting the 2004 version of Misha, a little more inspiring and enthusiastic. Instead, they got the version we've seen since 2010, attention-seeking, intolerant of criticism, and more interested in political posturing than in day-to-day governing. I mean, let's be real. He's always been a little bit like that, but had Zhvania and Bendukidze back then and does not anymore. Wade Shepherd writes in Forbes about the countries on the new Silk Road, including Georgia. He focuses on the country's potential as a logistics hub between Europe and Central Asia. Geostat publishes a big report on the state of entrepreneurship in Georgia, which covers most sectors of the economy. There's data on registered enterprises, consumption, production value, and lots of other fields. The report's in both Georgian and English. Geostat also publishes a report on natural resources and environmental protection, which provides a lot of data on Georgia's stock of natural resources, as well as data on resource depletion and natural hazards. I didn't realize it, but Lincoln Mitchell has a podcast. Yadakli Alassania is a guest. They discuss Georgia's future, how it could be affected by a Donald Trump administration. Alassania seems to know a fair amount about baseball, which is a recurring preoccupation in Mitchell's life and podcast. Georgian Institute of Politics publishes the views of four scholars on the recent Russian-Armenia joint military agreement. Featured are Richard Gregosian, Nona Mikeladze, Rick Fawn, and Tracy German. Disclosure, Joe Larson, who writes a lot of this podcast, is an employee of the Georgian Institute of Politics. Public Radio International interviews Andrew North about his recent interactive story on the open-air hardware market in Tbilisi, a place he calls the Home Depot of the Soviet past. He is a very cool guy. It's a really great project, and it's worth listening to. It's particularly interesting, the digital aspect of how it was released. All this stuff to read is posted on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 10.5, the percentage of Georgia's total land area that is arable, according to Geostat. That's 802 hectares in total. Agricultural land makes up more than 3 million hectares total, but most of it is pasture. IRE Pechid is launching a pilot walkability audit for Vake District. Tbilisi residents can fill out an online survey about their experiences as pedestrians in the area. The survey is in English and Georgian, and it's open until the 12th of December. Go to their Facebook page or send an email to Maggie Katz at Maggie, okay, that is M-A-G-G-I-E-O-K-8 at gmail.com. Iere Pechit, which means walk or go by foot in Georgian, is really kicking into high gear in preparation for the local elections in a year. Help them any way you can. American Research Institute of the South Caucasus, or ARISC, announced its funding opportunities for 2016-17. Grants of up to $1,500 are available to U.S. graduate and postdoctoral researchers doing South Caucasus-related projects. Money is to cover travel and or living expenses in the region. Recipients are expected to give an ARISC-sponsored presentation on their research findings. Applications are due on the 31st of December. For more information, go to arisc.org. International Women's Association of Georgia is hosting the Tbilisi Winter Fair on the 3rd of December at the Radisson Blu Iberia. Embassies and consulates from more than 20 countries will be represented, as well as local artists and businesses selling products, crafts, souvenirs, and dishes from around the world. Funds raised will go to women, children, and elderly people in need in Georgia. The Swiss Embassy will be represented and will have some fantastic Swiss projects. Entrance tickets are for the symbolic price of one lotti. American Friends of Georgia is hosting its annual gala dinner on the 10th of December at Garden Hall. The event's purpose is to raise money for rebuilding the Zegvi shelter near Tbilisi to shelter and protect more vulnerable children and abandoned elderly people. Tickets are $100 per person. Transparency International Georgia is one of the supporters of the American Friends of Georgia. They hope to see you there. Tbilisi International Film Festival is going on right now, ending on the 4th of December. The festival first launched in 2000 and focuses on showing films from around the world. One of the Georgian films showing is Anna's Life, a film by Nino Basilaya that has gotten a lot of positive attention at international festivals. The Georgian National Museum invites you to a public lecture by Oliver Reisner, The Cult of Stalin, Georgia Museum, Some Remarks from the Soviet Past. The lecture will be held at the Georgian National Museum Auditorium on the 2nd of December at 7 p.m. It's free. Reisner is a professor of Caucasus Studies at Elias State University, one of the very few foreigners who has learned to speak very good Georgian. He's a very serious historian and is really worth listening to. I would encourage everybody to go to that. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tpeelpod@gmail.com. Post to the forum on the website, www.tpeelpod.com. And we will finish with, from 1987, from Essex, England, just east of London, this is Depeche Mode with Never Let Me Down Again.